This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's naming longtime U.S. diplomat under several presidents, Robert O'Brien, to succeed John Bolton as National Security Advisor. Most recently serving as Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs, O'Brien was often critical of President Obama's foreign policies, saying in a 2016 interview,
"By prematurely withdrawing from Iraq, we had the rise of ISIS, which he downplayed as the JV team. By setting an artificial red line in Syria that was crossed, we ended up with the worst human rights and possibly a genocide in Syria that we haven't seen since Rwanda. And in Ukraine, for the first time since 1938, we've seen a European power, Russia, invade a neighbor."
President Trump says this morning he's ordering more sanctions on Iran, though he hasn't elaborated. It follows weekend attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities, which many are blaming Iran for. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A prominent Democratic political activist and donor under arrest after a man overdosed on methamphetamine inside Ed Buck's West Hollywood home. And it's not the first time it's happened, as over the past 2 years, two other men suffered meth overdoses at Buck's address, and they too passed away. Buck is due in a courtroom in California later today. Another child is dead after being found in a hot car. A babysitter now facing charges. Police in Hobbs, New Mexico say the babysitter called 911 to say she accidentally left the two-year-old she was babysitting in a car for several hours. It's the 42nd case of a child dying inside a hot vehicle in the United States this year. Southwest Louisiana and Southeast Texas gearing up for Tropical Depression Imelda to visit and maybe dump 6 to 12 inches on much of that area. Some spots in Texas could get 18 inches of rain. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today is day two of President Trump's two-day fundraising visit to California. He'll be visiting San Diego today to tour a section of the border wall there. With a look back at his activities yesterday, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He says he's going to do something about the number of homeless Californians. He criticized the Democrats for the problem.
California is a disgrace.
He blames what he calls the liberal leadership of the state, led by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who, while the president is in the state, wants him to commit publicly to help what he is condemning.
You've got to critique, offer some advice and counsel on solutions. And if you have advice and counsel on solutions, also provide resources.
HUD Secretary Ben Carson is also in California. He's hoping to bring solutions, advice, and resources to help solve the homeless problem.
Former men's basketball coach Rick Pitino is agreeing to settle a breach of contract lawsuit with the University of Louisville that has dragged on for nearly 2 years. He'll receive no money to settle his $40 million suit, but the university will change his personnel file to show he resigned. Pitino had argued the university owed him the salary remaining on his contract through June of 2026 because it did not have just cause in firing him. And the Washington Monument will reopen to tourists tomorrow after 3 years of renovations. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, you gotta stop yourself before you wreck yourself, huh? Have you heard that before? This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live as we do every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Richard Fitzgibbons is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about his latest book, Habits for a Healthy Marriage. Really, that's what we want. You know, I think back, you know, when you first, propose to your beloved and the vision that you had as a family together. But yet, sadly, according to statistics, over 50% of those that have those great warm feelings on day one end up in a tragic loss and divorce. And so this is a very appropriate to have Dr. Fitzgibbons with us because he brings a lot to bear, experience, interviews, you know, on and on. Dr. Fitzgibbons, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I feel great being with you on this important topic.
Really? You've written about excessive anger, other psychological conflicts in marriage and family for 40 mm-hmm. years. So you probably have forgotten more than we'll ever learn on the topic. So we're going to lean on your counsel and experience in talking about habits for a healthy marriage. So what's the issue here?
So look, the three of the big ones are these. Excessive anger in marriage, the tendency to control, and selfishness. Those three are probably the three major toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And being emotionally distant is also not trusting your spouse. Mm-hmm. So these emotional conflicts are out of control, and we have a problem. We have a problem in the mental health field with marital therapy. The big study in Florida, 600 couples, those who went to marital counseling had 2 to 3 times more divorce than the couples who didn't. Why would that be? Well, the conclusion, these are leading family scholars,
mm-hmm.
the conclusion is this. The most marital therapy, in fact, Bill, is about divorce therapy. Oh, you're not happy with your husband.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not happy with your wife. Well, yeah, let's see what other options you have. In other words, the view of marriage that is taken, that most mental health professionals take, differs totally from the Judeo-Christian view of marriage, which is this, sacred, lifelong union, husband and wife, share mutual love, raise children, and for those who are Christian, get your spouse and get yourself to heaven. The cultural view is me. It's about my happiness. Oh, if I'm not happiness, it's got to be my spouse's fault.
Right.
Hold it. Time out. If you grew up with an alcoholic father, if your mother was cold, if your parents fought all the time, you bring unhappiness into your marriage. And so in this book, the thing that I'm excited about is the last chapter, which looks at your baggage. Everybody's got baggage from a Christian perspective. There's only one perfect family. So, all right, so let's look at your baggage, and let's make a commitment early on. be loyal to the goodness of your spouse, but everybody's got baggage. We can bring it to light, and we can grow in virtues. Very powerful. I'm involved in the field of positive psychology, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign of hope for the mental health field, which right. is virtues. Hey, why don't we revisit virtues? Some major
right.
players, mental health players, professor said, let's go back and revisit virtues, because it's not so clear that just psychotherapy enough is helping people overcome their conflicts. So virtues, forgiveness diminishes anger. Okay, being generous, denying yourself diminishes the real, maybe the leading toxin of marriage in this culture, which is selfishness. You think me, me, me. You don't think we. And then the third one is control. So if couples could work on just those three, you know, try to be more forgiving when you get angry. Try to think me, we, not me. And try to be more respectful to the dignity of your husband and your wife and children. A lot of marital stress, Bill, with Ted South, with the Mensch.
Well, I'll tell you, that's something that we need to meditate and chew on and practice. And
yeah, it's hard work. It's very demanding.
And also something that we need to hold on to and gravitate to immediately, because what happens, I mean, this is why the Bible tells us don't let the sun go down, you know, on your anger, because if it does, I mean, you're going to sleep through it. You're going to, you know, you're going to chow on it through your sleeping hours when your psychological defenses are down. And boy, by the time you wake up, you're going to be a mess and you're going to be fun to wake up to.
Right, and also, you see, in growing up, most kids aren't told, look, it's okay to be angry, Johnny or Susie, but think about forgiving before you go to bed. That's rarely done. I didn't do that growing up. And so what happens is, when you're an adult, you have this carryover anger. And what's the major carryover anger I've seen in 40 years and written about in a couple textbooks, APA books? The major carryover anger is in the relationship with the father. Okay? And so looking back and thinking, my dad was a good guy. Gee, I wish he praised me more. Wish he held me more. Wish he complimented me more. And work at forgiving him for that. Because what happens is, Bill, that anger often gets misdirected at a husband or a wife.
Yes.
That's a huge problem today, with 50% of couples getting divorces. You have this explosion of anger. And then with women, a major issue is not trusting. Okay, didn't feel safe with my father for some reason, or my mother. And then in the married life, try to control the husband too much. That's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly.
So that's one of the leading causes of divorce. Guys think, I can't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. And if you look at that and just think, wait a second, okay, this happened to me growing up. Okay, I want to try to understand that parent, forgive that parent, you know, think I'm powerless over my anger, my need to control, my selfishness, turn it over to God. Look out, things get better.
Yes.
People really feel healthier. They can get control over those powerful passions that can really, you know, the tail can wag the dog. They can really lead to really emotional turmoil in our lives.
Richard, I want to go back to what you opened up with, and that is that you found that couples who go to therapy are more likely, if I heard you correctly, are more likely to get divorced than the ones that don't.
Right.
And maybe it's, as you pointed out, it's because why are they going to therapy? Are they going to therapy to, you know, work out an exit plan of the marriage, it sounds like, as opposed to, maybe...
Yes, confusing, Bill. So some might go with that, but some might go sincerely hoping they'll get help. But the mental health professional who takes the cultural view of marriage, me, 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 never goes deep. Never says, well, what weaknesses did you bring to bear in this marriage? What's your weakness? Let's try to work on each one of you. So most mental health professionals don't do that. And so people feel then discouraged or hopeless that there can be any healing in their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go deeper and think, okay, we've had this baggage in our family. My parents got divorced. All right. That's a huge red flag. All right. But we can think I'm powerless over all the fears that come from my parents' divorce. And that's the number one legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Powerless over those fears. Turn it over to God. That's like modifying step one and step two of AA.
Mm-hmm.
People get better.
Yes.
Like, you know, before they used to try to treat substance abuse with psychotherapy. Almost nobody got better, Bill.
Right.
Then they brought in the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous with a Christian approach, powerless over the substance abuse, turn it over to God. Then, and only then, Was there major progress treatment?
Well, I guess what you're explaining here was kind of where my question was heading, and that is that it should start with the individual as opposed to the unit, the marriage itself. So
right.
If you're trying to tackle, you know, both people at the same time, I mean, don't you have to evaluate the components of the marriage first?
Well, yeah, that's what the last chapter of this book does. The last chapter looks at baggage. So
yes.
Check out how your father acted, how your mother acted, how they acted together, and look at their strengths, look at their weaknesses, and how are you repeating them in your marriage? And people, Bill, are really surprised. Oh, mm-hmm. I never realized that. Well, wait a minute, time out. Share that with your husband or wife.
Right.
Together. Honey, I'll work on this. Okay, with my father.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Fitzgibbons after this. Stay with us.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I've been shipped,
Independent we are. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Richard Fitzgibbons continues with us. He has treated and written about excessive anger and other psychological conflicts in marriage, children, and priesthood for over 40 years. His latest book, Habits for a Healthy Marriage, seeks to bring healing and to understanding to marriages, providing couples with concrete ways to identify weak points in their relationship and to seek to create virtuous habits in place of bad ones. I mean, after all, Richard, you know, think about it. As we're saying in the first segment here, you know, I always go back and I think about, you know, the courtship and, you know, the wedding and right. Everything, how optimistic we were, you know, starting off as a couple. And what has happened? I mean, is it the little foxes that Solomon talks about in the Song of Solomon that have just come in and gnawed at the roots of our healthy marriages?
Well, it's a good question you're raising, Bill. I think there are many factors. Mm-hmm. I think one of the keys is bumps in the road occur in all of our lives. And the foundation for loving is trusting. Mm-hmm. And so trust in marriage must be protected. Look, we can't be naive about this. The very first couple on the face of the earth, the temptation was through the woman. Don't trust God, okay? Mm-hmm. So the attack on trust is ongoing. It's relentless. You know, it's like the orcs in the Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
So
right.
Trust needs to be protected. Many times in the morning, and I recognize that very clearly because the nature of my works, oftentimes before I leave the house, my wife in the morning, I say a prayer, Lord, protect our trust in you, number one.
Yes.
Because there's a foundation for the marriage, the bond that God puts between husband and wife. Protect our trust in you, number one. Number two, protect our trust in each other.
Yes.
This is very important because almost everyone, without exception, has a trust weakness they bring into their marriage. I don't mean necessarily the father or the mother. Most often the father.
Mm-hmm.
But the most difficult to treat if it's the mother, because she's the whole foundation. The trust weakness today, Bill, the epidemic trust weakness today, is the hookup culture.
Yes.
Repeated sexual hookups.
Right.
I feel like I'm an army medic on a battlefield.
Right, I bet.
So all these young people, no trust.
No.
All these psychiatric drugs just to help them feel safe.
Right.
Go to work or to date. So I think that the focus on trust in this culture and protecting marriages may be, besides the other virtues I mentioned, growing in trust every day. Really, what is that? It's really the confidence in the goodness and protection of God and of one's spouse, and through forgiving those who damage trust.
Right. That I have confidence that you're looking out for my best interests. You're watching my back. And as you say, whether, you know, the media, the hookup culture, all these things have been part and parcel. We've all participated to varying degrees in all this. And, you know, we've chuckled at it and maybe have taken this all casual and think, okay, well, abortion's really no big deal. Or, you know, these R-rated, boy, when you and I were growing up, there would have been X-rated movies that are out there. Movies that are presented. I mean, there's no family time respected on television anymore, and you've got to be so constantly vigilant about what you know, what your family is being exposed to. But all this stuff is a deterioration of trust at the end of the day, because we want to know that the other person, number one, holds to godly values, and that we know that they're going to be there. Not necessarily that it's 100% perfect, because we're humanoids and we're going to make mistakes. But is there, you know, at the very foundation, when all is lost, do you go in, you know, when there's that default standard or mode that you fall into, is it one that I know that I can trust you no matter what?
Right. That is critical. So that's very, very critical.
Mm-hmm.
When John Paul II writes, you know, always be loyal to the core goodness of your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
When you fall in love, that person you fall in love with and you marry has enormous core God-given goodness and goodness from each parent. But on the outside of that goodness, there can be weaknesses. All right,
mm-hmm.
Let's work to resolve those weaknesses. We've mentioned some of them earlier. Now we're zeroing on a trust, which is extremely important.
I think it's foundational, absolutely, based on what you're
foundation,
saying.
Foundation, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, along the way, because we are humanoids, as I mentioned, we're going to make mistakes. Is there forgiveness? Does forgiveness reign? And is it quick? You know, as one would say, be quick to forgive.
Well, it should you try to forgive right away and talk about it in the family life, no expressed anger. Mm-hmm. The Lord told Peter, forgive 7 times 70. So numerous times of forgiving in the home, try not to express anger. But yes, after trust is damaged, we have to forgive. But it's very important to forgive which parent disappointed me the most. That forgiveness process, Bill, like the Lord told Peter, 7 times 70, that forgiveness process and our work goes on periodically for many years.
Right.
Many years.
Right.
Periodically, honey, maybe to think more about forgiving your mother for this, forgiving your father for that, kids growing up, somebody else you were dated before us, and just coaching ourselves.
Exactly. All these past experiences.
Very important.
Yeah. And especially people who have been married before, they bring that in. You know, not that I'm in your position, but sometimes, you know, based on my own personal experience, I will tell people, you know, who you know, say, well, I want to get divorced. And I said, well, why are you want to get divorced? You're going to get married again, right? Probably. And they go, yeah, probably. I said, well, let me tell you, my experience is this: is that you end up marrying your ex-wife. And they look at me and I go, well, why do you say that? I said, because you're 50% of the problem. And the challenge is you don't know which 50% that is. And so you end up bringing, you know, somebody, you know, God matches you up with somebody so that they can complete you.
Right.
And there are things in your life that you need to be made aware of. And this is what your helpmate helps to do. Now, that can upset you and irritate you to all get out. But, you know, you've got to think about that. But that's a whole nother deal. But that's,
yeah,
you know.
But can I say this related to that?
Yes.
We see a lot of people who marry someone who is the exact opposite of one of their parents who hurt them the most.
Right.
Exact opposite.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, but guess what happens? That love of that husband or that wife comes in on the adult level, Bill. Mm-hmm. That love does not fill up the void for father love or mother love in childhood or adolescence. And then that spouse says, I'm unhappy, divorces him. And what does that spouse do? Marries someone like the parent who hurt them the most.
Yeah.
Thinking, maybe I'll get it there. But if you think, look, I'm powerless over the loneliness I had growing up. God's first words to Adam were, it's not good to be alone. Powerless over the loneliness I had with a father, with a mother. Those are the two major ones. 80% of our work, fathers.
Mm. So. Mm. Amazing. Well, I say, for nothing else, let me tell you what. This book is so powerful. There's so much wisdom in it. Habits for a Healthy Marriage, Handbook for Catholic Couples. I say for all couples. Because, we love the thing, again, the whole Catholic premise is universal, right? So it's
my wife said, Rick, tell couples like this is for people of all faiths,
yes,
or no faith.
Right, exactly. No, because there's just practical wisdom here. But, you know, I was going to say the last chapter. I mean, talk about a diagnosis, which you probably didn't do, even in some counseling, to even think about, okay, what's the baggage I bring into it? And some of this stuff, as I've experienced and have read many times myself, Rich, is that, it somehow is hidden. It's kind of kept in the back layer. But when people get married, it's like the marriage operating system, like a computer software system, is now allowed to play. Once that marriage certificate is certified, you bring in the marriage software. And so what is that marriage software? It is the composite of your worldview delivered by your parents, other people that you may have respected along the way or disrespected or things that have been hurtful for you. That becomes part of that marriage operating system, does it not?
It actually does. But we're hoping this last chapter can be used prior to marriage.
Yes. No, I would get it out to every marriage counselor. I mean, this is going
to
make a huge positive effect.
Record Life programs, the marital enrichment programs. Bringing
yes.
So identify your baggage in the marital enrichment programs before marriage. A head of a seminary wrote to me yesterday, Rick, thanks. I read the last chapter right away, like you said, suggested this would be great for seminarians.
Yes.
Look at their weaknesses. The guys
right.
before seminary. You can identify the weaknesses, and then you do that, then you're going to have a much healthier, happier marriage. You're going to know the virtues you need to work on. Okay, I've got to work on the virtue of trust, because I've got a weakness of trusting with a father or mother, and the virtue of forgiving that parent, or the virtue of forgiving that selfish parent. And that's the hardest one. Forgive the selfish parent. There, that forgiveness has got to be divine. Like, God, forgive them. I can't.
Yes.
Forgiveness is not easy.
Wow. This is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get your hands on this book. It's going to be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Also available at the usual places, Dr. Fitzgibbons?
Oh, yes.
Yep, we got it here. Habits for a healthy marriage. We want you to have a healthy marriage, okay? That's what you wanted from day one. So let's get away from all this insanity and quit being part of the normal marriage trajectory where the divorce rate is off the scales, unhealthy for all concerned. Thank you so much.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's naming longtime U.S. diplomat under several presidents, Robert O'Brien, to succeed John Bolton as National Security Advisor, most recently serving as Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs. O'Brien was often critical of President Obama's foreign policies, saying in a 2016 interview,
"By prematurely withdrawing from Iraq, we had the rise of ISIS, which he downplayed as the JV team. By setting an artificial red line in Syria that was crossed, we ended up with the worst human rights and possibly a genocide in Syria that we haven't seen since Rwanda. And in Ukraine, for the first time since 1938, we've seen a European power, Russia, invade a neighbor."
President Trump says this morning he's ordering more sanctions on Iran, though he hasn't elaborated. It follows weekend attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities, which many are blaming Iran for. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Maybe it's
okay. Hey, nobody said it was going to be easy, right? Hey, don't give up, though, right? It is worth the fight, to say the least. Check out my latest commentary at revolutionarytimes.com. It is about the second American Revolution. Many have been saying, oh, Bill, I'm praying for a second American Revolution. That's what we need. America has been long waiting for another American Revolution. And I'm saying in this column that, hey, it's here. It's actually been here, and it was ignited that day that Donald Trump came down the golden escalator there at Trump Tower. The political forces, the traditional political forces, and the deep state were just derailed when somebody that they did not expect, in their mind's eye, didn't even have a chance to become president of the United States, and it has annoyed them to no end since then. And of course, what has it done? It has revealed all kinds of corruption and problems that we have. Things that Main Street America instinctively have said, well, you know, this is not right. This isn't, you know, we've got a big waste here in our government. So okay, so it's going to be up to us. It's a government up for by we the people, and we need everybody. It's not a Republican thing, not a Democratic thing. It's an us kind of thing, right? Another thing that comes up, I got to tell you, I've been in marketing and sales and, you know, broadcasting most of my life here, I got to tell you. And one of the things I hear from people that do not consider themselves to be salespeople, you know, because there is a segment, and they say, Bill, you know, I appreciate what you do, but I could never sell. I could never do that. And I have to laugh, because the fact of the matter is that we're all selling. We're all, you know, either we're influencing or being influenced. We're all part of the process. And to say that you can't is something, you know, you're a bit maybe confused and you misunderstand what selling is all about. Our next guest, Dr. Cindy McGovern, well-known, internationally respected, and a demanded speaker, has written a new book called Every Job is a Sales Job. And I know you're going to think about this, especially for those of you that say, well, you know, I'm not much of sales. I really don't think of it that way. Sales is really a very important and honored word, and we're going to talk about that, because in her book she says how to use the art of selling, you know, to win at work, whether it's politics, reputation management, branding, you know, things that are important in your life, your relationship with your kids, you know, it's all part of the process. So Dr. Cindy McGovern joins us now. Cindy, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am great. Thanks so much, Bill, for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, I'll tell you, no, the honor is ours, and I've been looking forward to this. I love sales. I love what you do and what you've experienced here. So this is right in my wheelhouse, and I know we're going to bless the audience here by, first of all, let's put into perspective, you know, sales. You know, some say, well, that's a five-letter word. Well, yeah, it's a five-letter word, but it's a very honored profession, and it's something that we do every day, whether you realize it or not.
I couldn't agree more, and it's funny because that's actually why I ended up writing this book. I didn't want to be in sales, so as you were introducing the segment, I literally fell into that category of I can't sell, I'm not fast talking, I'm not slick, I'm not this, I'm not that. And, you know, years into my career, after I had stopped being a college professor, went into consulting, found myself in a sales job, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to get fired, like I have to figure this out. And then I realized I had been selling my entire life. I just didn't call it that. I called it, like you said, reputation management or influence or persuasion. It is a life skill, not a business skill, and I want to get the word out. So I'm really on a mission to help people to embrace the word sales and recognize that they can do it, they do it already, and help them to do it better.
Exactly. And when you say better, it is, for me, Cindy, as I've evolved in my experience in marketing and sales, it is one that you do that is win-win, where it's not at the other's expense. It's at their, and oftentimes I find that when we're doing and we're approaching sales, if I can put it in that term, when we approach it, if I'm looking at the enlargement of a client or the other person, then I end up winning as much as they do, if, in some cases, if not more.
Absolutely, and that's the kind of sales that I'm talking about. I would never teach anybody to do the manipulative, pushy, you know, what we sort of likened to a used car salesperson or timeshare right. sales, something like that. Not at all. I'm talking about helping others get what they need, and you benefit from that as well. It's very much about relationships. And this book is written for the salesperson, but more importantly, it's actually written for everybody else. It's the book I wish I had 25 years ago. Life would have been a whole lot different.
Well, yeah, because it's you know, it's a lifetime of experience and anecdote, and of course other people's you know, that you've come along the way and you've picked their brains, and you start going, okay, and you're ciphering through this as you're trying to construct something here that can be utilized, whether, as you say, by the salesperson or the other one. You know, speaking of sales, I remember one time, which was really bothersome for me, because I started selling, my first job was, I was probably about 5 years old, and I was going to a Catholic school. Well, and we had mostly nuns there back in those days, okay? And the nuns know how to put the fear of God in you, and so whether you think you're in sales or not, you're in sales. Because several times a year, they would send out 500, 600 kids with things that, you know, the Catholics were selling. It could have been donuts, it could have been Easter seals, it could have been, you know, the Catholic newspaper, anything. We were a powerful sales force. I mean, Zig Ziglar would have loved having us. But we were clearly motivated motivated by fear. But I remember the gals, you know, women at the door would say, "Oh, Henry, he's such a cute little kid. Buy it from him." And I never paid attention to salespeople. You know, they'd have a sign on the door, and I was terrible. And I mean, I could read, and I'd see that they didn't want anybody any sales at the door. And so when they'd answer the door, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I just noticed the sign. Okay, what do you got?" So we used every angle, but we were quite the sales force. 500 kids with a local Catholic is just, attacking the neighborhoods, and it was quite the experience. So I learned early some of these techniques, some of these manipulative techniques, but all that to say is that I've always respected the profession. But what bothered me at one point, there was this development of the sales technique that turned it into a chess game. And they would like checkmate their prospects into an answer and force them into something they didn't like, that's one way of doing it, but not one that I wanted to embrace long term.
I couldn't agree more with that, and I think you and I had very similar childhoods, by the way.
Were you selling next to me? I was.
Yeah. The next neighborhood over.
He's really not that cute.
Yeah, exactly. Buy from me.
Right,
no,
exactly.
It's really funny, but to take the kid example, there's so much truth in that, and I do talk about this in my book. We were all 5 years old once. 5-year-olds are actually the best salespeople on the planet because they're not afraid of no. They know what they want. They're singularly focused on that goal, and they're going after it. You've got to be ready. So, I mean, everybody on the planet was 5 at once. Know that you have this skill set in you. You just have to tap back into it, and that's what I talk about in the book, is helping you to learn how sales pros do this through a 5-step process, really being able to hone that skill set so that you can get what you want and you can really get ahead at work and even at life. I mean, I wish that I had this when I graduated from college. Mm-hmm. I wish I had this when I went into my first job, because mm-hmm. I didn't realize sales skills were literally everywhere. Right. And I want to help others now.
Well, and like you say, in a lot of ways, it's built into us, and we may use it kind of crudely, but if you understand the system, then you've got something to rely on, because if the outcome is not what you expected, then you need to go back and know, okay, what is it, in order to evaluate, why did I get the wrong outcome? What was it? But if you don't have a system, then you don't have anything to draw back on to say, okay, hey, look, if I'd have adjusted my approach here, if I'd have changed, my ask or the benefit of what it was that I was offering, if I'd have altered that, could that have made a difference? But if you don't have that system to go back on, then you're just going by the seat of your pants.
It's a recipe is really what it boils down to. And I have so many clients and friends who will come to me and they say, I need help getting a raise, or a client will say, my kid needs to get a job. They just got out of college. Can you talk to him? Can you give him some advice? I teach them all sales because that's what this is.
Right.
You got to get clear on your plan. You got to know what you're going after and look for those opportunities. And it is about establishing trust. And I love what you had said earlier about it really is about helping the other person. And that's what I teach in my sales process.
Exactly.
Process.
We got more from Cindy after this. Stay with us. Got to go to break.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy 2 bottles, get the 3rd one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds. Unlimited data with no hard data limits. With built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. We're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Cindy McGovern continues with us. Her book, Every Job is a Sales Job, How to Use the Art of Selling to Win at Work. You know, right now, speaking of work, employment, I mean, this is a great time for employees to really reassess what it is that they have to offer and to really leverage that opportunity to make more money. Because, Cindy, you know, what we're reading about all the time is because of this economy, the average wages have been going up. And so some people may say, well, going up for them, but maybe not for me. And go, okay, why isn't it happening for you? And it might be just what you pointed out earlier, is that you haven't really sold your boss on why you deserve a raise. And, you know, maybe this is an opportunity. Maybe we can help them to that end. And, you know, for people who are listening today, they can come back later and say, oh, my goodness, I did get that raise. I followed Cindy's advice. So, hey, how do we sell our companies and our jobs on a raise for ourselves?
Great question. The first thing is you've got to have a plan for the fact that you want to raise and know what you're after, because I think a lot of times, and I actually talk about this in the book, you expect that your wonderful service to the company or your years of tenure there speak for themselves. Well, I'm here to tell you they're not speaking loud enough. So
yes.
You got to sell yourself. Right. And so knowing what you're after, is it truly a monetary raise? Is it a monetary raise along with vacation days? Is it a promotional raise with, you know, title and money? Looking at what that is and really creating a plan. And then the second piece of it, and this is step two, is looking for the opportunities to show that you are deserving of it and to create mini commercials for yourself. So let's say that the boss has a really big pet project. Volunteer. Show them that you're part of it, but drop those breadcrumbs to let them know, hey, you know, I really, you know, want to be supporting a little bit differently in the company, and I really want to make sure that I'm showing you how dedicated I am to this. You know, I'd like to talk about my career path after this project. Mm-hmm. Letting them know, and once you start looking for those opportunities to sell yourself, you recognize they're abundant. And Bill, you and I do this all day, every day in our true sales roles, but
right.
It's because there's a plan in place.
Exactly.
And then the third thing is establishing the trust with the folks around you. And I think this is one of the most often skipped steps, in particular when you're looking for that raise or looking for others to help elevate you. Make it about them first.
Mm-hmm.
Make it about the folks around you. Support them. Make this part of your personal brand, part of your reputational management. Let them know that you are helping them to get ahead so they will want to help you get ahead. And then the next step, and it's the most often skipped one, is you have to ask. And I think what ends up happening, especially if you're at the employee review phase, let's say that you're sitting there and you're going through all the motions and you're checking all the boxes. Oh, you've done well on the Likert scale. You're getting all fives or whatever. That's not enough. It's letting them know and creating the case for the fact that you deserve this. And you've got to have your ask teed up.
And
that's a tough one for most people. And you know this, Bill. That's where most salespeople fall off the wagon.
Right, they don't. Yeah, they can go sell somebody else, but selling themselves is a different story.
It absolutely is. Yeah, and so you've got to be really clear in your resolve and practice your ask. And I literally just helped a friend of mine do this. She works for a startup in San Francisco. And she said, gosh, you know, I really think I'm underpaid. And we went through the numbers. She did all of her homework. She created the plan. I said, you can't go in there and just ask off the bat. You've got to build up to the ask.
Right.
And so for a couple of months, she did just that. And then when we finally got to the point where she could have this conversation with her boss, she was ready. She had the data point. So this isn't a, I'm going to march in there tomorrow and ask for this. You're building towards this plan to be able to ask. And then it's following up with gratitude, regardless of the answer. And this is my favorite step of my sales process, and I know you abide by this as well. Regardless of what the answer is, you're going to see these people again. you're going to have to hang out with that boss one more time. So making sure
whether at that job or somewhere, and you know, outside of that job somewhere else, it always seem to cycle back somehow. That we remain in the orbit, you know, for the most part.
We do, and you're going to need to use that boss as a reference.
Exactly.
So let's not forget, you know, this is letting them know that you're following up with gratitude, and this is one of those lessons that I really hope, you know, the parents on the phone take away, and the folks that are listening on the radio today, this is what we have to be teaching our kids, because they're not realizing they're creating their reputation right now.
Those
high school teachers are writing their letters of recommendation for college. Those college professors are writing those recommendations for internships. Those internships are writing the recommendations for jobs. All of these pieces are sales skills that are going to eventually help them to learn how to get this raise.
Exactly.
And so I want to make sure everybody understands this follow-up is that nobody does it alone. We are helping one another, but you're building that personal brand so others want to help you.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, I'll share something with you, Cindy, that I've held on to from one of my early mentors in broadcasting in Los Angeles. His name is Chuck Bloor. And Chuck would tell all the radio personalities, he would say, look, your number one job when you open that microphone is to elicit a positive emotional response.
Mm-hmm.
Thought, wow, okay. And thinking about that, and I understood how it applied. You know, when you open up the microphone and you're talking and you're hoping, well, is there somebody there that may be listening? Because this is back in the days when we just played music, you know, occasionally we get phone calls from people, but then you'd see ratings and say, okay, you had all these hundreds of thousands of people listening to you. But still, nonetheless, sometimes you felt like you're on an island by yourself. Anyway, I translated that in sales when I started training salespeople. and building sales teams. I said, you know, I told the salespeople, I said, this has application not only, you know, in the world of radio, but in the world of sales, that you, when you go and meet with somebody, that you elicit a positive emotional response to where that prospect or your boss says, man, I'm sure glad you walked into my office today. You know, you just added to my day. You didn't take away, you added something. And I told them, I said, you will know that you've been successful in accomplishing that when it's time for you to leave, they don't want you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's the emotional connection that we have.
Yes.
And I think so often in sales, when people think about the word sales, that's why it has this icky factor to it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not thinking about an emotional connection. They're thinking
right.
about the other person having an agenda to try to push something on them.
Right.
That is not sales. That's manipulation.
Exactly.
Sales is truly about creating that emotional connection with the other person, eliciting that response. And the other thing that people forget is whether this person buys from you, gives you the raise, whatever it happens to be, you've created a walking commercial for who you are. And so what do you want those people saying about you when you're not in the room?
Right.
How did you handle yourself, regardless of what the answer was? And even salespeople fall down on that one where, you know, they get a no from somebody and then they're storming out or whatever.
Okay.
That is not the way you want this, because that person now has a story to tell about their interaction with you. You want that to be a walking, raving fan.
Exactly.
And so you got to look at it. Every interaction is a transaction, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because if not today, then maybe tomorrow. Because maybe there might be a barrier to entry. If they have a longstanding relationship, and as we know, relationships sometimes can go south. And if it goes south, are you the first one in line? Are you in the bidding for the next opportunity?
Or going back to the raise, maybe there literally is no money in the budget right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when there is next year, or when they're starting to do the budget process, which most people are doing right at this moment,
exactly.
Negotiate for next year's raise.
Right.
I mean, it's not a one and done here, folks. And,
yeah,
and
right.
I really want them to understand that this is truly relationship selling. It really
yes,
is. It's
really
not
am.
Transactional.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dr. Cindy McGovern is with us. Her brand new book, Every Job is a Sales Job, How to Use the Art of Selling, you know, to win at work, win in relationships, you know, even the kids as well. You'd be surprised how applicable this is. Cindy, we got a little less than 3 minutes left, and I want to talk about the 5 steps you need to win at work. Obviously, we're not going to be able to drill too deep, but that's a good enough reason for people to get their hands on your book. How do you like that tease?
I love that, absolutely. And it really is about helping people to create a formula so that they can do this and it's replicable.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of what you had said earlier, making sure they know where they fell down so they can avoid that the next time. And so those 5 steps very cleanly and clearly is having a plan, looking for those opportunities, establishing trust with the other side, asking for what you want in a clear, concise way that shows the other side what they're going to get too, and then making sure you've got that follow-up. And that follow-up, the biggest step in there, is truly following up with gratitude, regardless of whether the answer was yes or no.
The thing about sales, it's not passive. You know, it's like you were saying about your friend going, my son's graduating, he needs to do a job, you know, he needs to get a job, what do you recommend? I say go out there, start working, start doing something, you know. I would tell the sales staff, you know, go outside, go get some boo-boos, you know. Go get scrapes on the knees, go, you know, you'll figure this out. But you cannot sit here in the office staring at a computer and think you're going to get the job done.
Very true.
It is, really, sales is a contact sport, isn't it?
100%. And yeah. I think we sort of sometimes protect our kids. You know, I was a former college professor. I ran the internship program at the university, in the college where I was teaching in that department. And these kids were kind of afraid of it. But I think even at that stage, they had this negative connotation of sales. If I had this book then, oh my gosh, you're
yes.
selling yourself in that internship. That's where you get the scrapes and boo-boos. It starts
exactly.
way before the professional job.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you got to have those battle scars, you know,
yes.
and you're not going to get them, you know, hunkered down, you know, back in the barracks. You got to get out in the field of play and, you know, figure it out. And you're smart enough. I mean, you know, we're all smart enough to figure this out. But, you know, last time I checked, it just doesn't happen sitting there in front of a computer screen.
Not at all. And people need to remember, they're selling themselves all day, every day as well. You're selling your personal brand 24/7, the way you carry yourself, the way that you interact with others. Let's not forget, that all goes towards when you go to get that raise or when you go to ask somebody for help. always 24/7 selling.
Yeah, and it's natural. It really is. I mean, especially when you think of it, as you say, as it being a relational sell, that you're looking to bless somebody and add to somebody's day, not come and take away and just drain them of all their energy and say thank you very much and get upset because you didn't close the deal. Dr. Cindy McGovern, Every Job is a Sales Job. The book is linked on our website. See you there.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.